Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 28 through 30. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Don't be afraid to share God's word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. "Leave me alone!" The loud voice came from somewhere inside the house, but Megan couldn't see anyone. After a few awkward moments, Megan finally saw a man's eyes peeking through the window blinds. Then she heard the voice again. "Go away and never come back!" the man screamed through the window. Megan walked away, a bit shaken and shocked. She had decided to go out with some of her school friends to help pass out flyers for her church. It seemed like a nice way to enjoy the outdoors and share information about Jesus. This is what he wants us to do anyways, isn't it? Megan didn't think everyone would be interested, but she certainly didn't expect to be screamed at and chased away from a house. She wondered if she should stop and go back home. Jesus' disciples were also afraid. Jesus was sending them out to get some practice sharing the good news of God's love and forgiveness. But what if people wouldn't listen to them? What if some people got angry and shouted at them? Jesus knew what his disciples were thinking, and he knew that it wouldn't be easy for them. After all, if some people reject Jesus, they will probably reject Jesus' disciples too. But listen to the precious words that Jesus spoke to his disciples then and to us now. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said. Some may be angry or upset when we share God's word with them. They might even want to hurt our bodies. But no person can ever hurt or harm our soul. That is under God's watchful care and protection. Think about it this way. Jesus said that our Heavenly Father knows and cares about what happens, even to the smallest sparrow or bird. So wouldn't God also care for you? Aren't you more valuable than a sparrow? The answer is most definitely yes. You are so valuable because Jesus himself gave his life to pay for your sins and give you eternal life in heaven. You are precious to God. But you know what? Jesus died for everyone, and others need to know that too. So be confident in God's love and care for you, and do not be afraid to share that love with others. God will help you every step of the way. We pray. Heavenly Father, I am so glad to know that you watch over me and love me so much. Now watch over me and give me courage as I share your love with others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.